let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
It's been called a lovely memoir of one's travels through life, C.J. Bits and a Boat, an adult cruising adventure by Kathy Vandenberg. Join C.J., a 12-year-old Cocker Spaniel, and her 10-year-old Shih Tzu sister, Bits, along with their doggy parents, Rich and Kathy, as they explore the west coast of Florida and the Bahama Islands. The highlights and lowlights of this adventure, as seen through the eyes of this adorable Cocker Spaniel, wonderful stories of beautiful sunsets, relaxing dinners with friends, beach trips, and, of course, the unexpected, all told through the voice of C.J. Kathy is first mate on the sailing vessel, the Recava, has made 3 winter trips down the west coast of Florida and the Bahamas, a registered nurse, a retired Air Force colonel with 26 years of service. Kathy lives in Niceville, Florida, where she did an additional 4 years as an operating room nurse and 8 years as director of surgical services at Twin Cities Hospital in Niceville. Kathy and her husband Rich are now retired, looking forward to more days at sea. Kathy Vandenberg, author of C.J. Bits and a Boat, an adult cruising adventure, is our guest on This Week in America. Kathy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
This is such a fun read, the book C.J. Bits and a Boat, an adult cruising adventure. Where did this idea come from to write the book through the eyes of C.J., as the voice of C.J.? As I'm reading it, I'm actually thinking this is a person who's talking to me. Where did this idea come from?
Well, we were doing our blog. Friends and family wanted us to let them know what we were doing when we were on our trip. And I just thought, oh, this is kind of cute. Let's do it through the eyes of C.J. And I'm telling you what, that dog, I can read her. I can just absolutely read her, and I know exactly what she's thinking. So it turned out pretty cute.
Yeah, it really did. Like I say, it's almost like you got to stop and realize, no, this is they're trying to make me believe this is a dog who's talking to me. It sounds more literate than a lot of adults in my life. So it's pretty hard to believe that that's an adult who's actually talking to us. Let's talk about this fascination with the dogs and taking them with you on adventures. And this started before C.J. Talk about K.C. I mean, C.J. talks about K.C. in the beginning part of the book. This was really a special family member, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. My little K.C., she spent 13 years of my 26 years in the Air Force with us. And when we took her on that first Bahamas cruise, she was pretty old. But she acted like a puppy on that trip. I mean, the running on the beach, the everything, it was her last hurrah. And she was very, very special to us. So when she passed away, it was pretty darn lonely in that house and couldn't help it, had to get another little Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah, C.J. comes into the picture. And then you've got Bits. Explain how Bits came into the family. Sort of unexpected, wasn't it?
It was quite unexpected. I went back to work after our trip. They held my position on base at Eglin, and I went back, and one of the other nurses had this little puppy. They were a premature group, and the local vet kept them alive. Well, all of a sudden I get talked into, oh, you're going to love Shih Tzus. They're so sweet. You need to take this one home. So the next thing I know, I'm at the owner's house, and I'm driving home with this little bitty Shih Tzu in my car, and I'm like, oh, my God, my dad's dying. I don't need another dog. What the heck? And, of course, my husband just loved little tiny dogs, and he just fell in love with her. Now, C.J. kind of looked at her, was like, yeah, you're cute. I hope you're leaving here in a short time. That was not the case.
With us on the program, Kathy Vandenberg, author of C.J. Bits and a Boat, an adult cruising adventure, adventures that are told through the eyes of C.J. The book's available at bookventure.com, the bookstore, other places as well. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to Book Venture and get information on the book. And you mentioned your father being ill. That sort of set back what the timetable when you were planning on just taking off and getting out to the seas and enjoying life. But eventually, you were able to do that. What was that like after you got with C.J. Bits and a boat and you got everybody out and you're now carefree sort of sailing out there? What was that experience like for everybody?
Well, you know, after, you know, we came back and my dad died, 9 months after we came back, and Rich and I went ahead and built a house on a piece of property that we had for since 1980 that we bought in a beautiful subdivision on a golf course lake. And that meant going back to work for the two of us, which delayed our traveling for 10 years. In the meantime, poor little CJ's 10 years older. Little Bits was a little bit older, too. And we finally got the house paid for and decided, okay, we're going to do this. And so this was supposed to be the first of many of our beautiful retirement sailings to the Bahamas.
The book is CJ Bits and a Boat. Again, it's told through the eyes of CJ. I love the cover of the book. It's so well done. The book is available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. As I mentioned, great stories in the book. A lot of very pleasant stories, stories that you will laugh at. But this didn't necessarily always go as planned, didn't it? I mean, when you're out there, sometimes the unexpected will catch you off guard.
Well, I'll tell you, when we made our crossing from Marathon in the Florida Keys to Andros in the Bahamas, we did not expect that our regulator, alternator, and the batteries would get fried when we were halfway across the Gulf. That was a little scary. Rich was able to wiggle some wires, and thank God we made it to Andros okay, but that altered our plans. Nothing goes exactly as planned. We ended up being in Andros for a month, which was only supposed to be a couple-day stay, waiting for new batteries from the States to come. So, yeah, but you know what? We loved Andros. We loved the people there. The Bahamian people are the most warm people that you will ever want to meet. They know that tourism is their business in that, you know, country and yes, in the islands, but they are the warmest, the most loving people you ever want to meet. So being there for 4 weeks in Andros, that was just fine.
You know, it's interesting because it's a great story you tell. It's a cute, a charming story, an entertaining story you tell. This is almost like a travelogue too, isn't it? As you're reading it, you're visualizing all these places, and it's like, boy, this has to be a great experience. So you give us a little of the travel part of it as well.
It is. As a matter of fact, one of my friends who bought the book got out his Florida map and Googled the rest of the Bahamas. And as he read the book, he went to all the spots that we stopped. So it is. It's, you know, the book is number one. It's a memoir. It's a dog story. It's a love story. It's a travelogue.
You've got all of those elements in the book, CJ Bits and a Boat, an adult cruising adventure by Kathy Vanderberg, our guest on the program. You can go directly to bookventure.com in the bookstore and get information by linking on at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And it's interesting. It's a love affair, not just with the animals, but between you and your husband. And talk about that, because you share so much, including the love of animals and the love of getting out on the open seas.
I'll tell you, my husband and I, we were a match made in heaven. We were both adventuresome. I met him when I was my first skydiving or parachuting trip, and he was the pilot of the plane, and we just clicked, and we got married. He was not in the military, but he followed me for 26 years, and we just had the most wonderful adventures in the world, including our love of sailing and the animals. So, this book is a tribute to Rich.
And you also talk about, and I mentioned the book, The Recava. Talk about that, because this is such, it's almost like another character in the book as well, through the good and the bad, when you have the mechanical problems that we talked about. You had this boat for a number of, do you still have the boat?
It's for sale right now.
Ooh, now that has to be difficult. What's that like, putting the boat up for sale?
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you. It was very difficult because of the wonderful memories we had.
Yes.
We had the boat for about 20 years. And so putting the boat up for sale was very hard. As a matter of fact, it got hard to get on the boat and clean the boat and, you know, do things with it because of all the absolutely beautiful memories we had on the boat. I'm hoping that somebody will, you know, buy it soon and that they can start their memories and their adventures on Rakava, just as we had.
You'll have to throw in a couple copies of the book so they have some appreciation for all of the good times that you had on the boat. That has to be a transition time for you as you sell this boat. What are your plans for the future now, retired? And I understand you really would like to do some more sailing. Is that going to happen? Do you have places that you think you'll go to now that you haven't been able to before?
Well, my husband and I did a lot of the Caribbean, either on cruise ships or on our sailboat. And I'm ready to look at different parts of the world. I've got a trip planned for Tuscany next April. Over the holidays, this past holidays, I went to Peru and Chile and Argentina. And then in March, I was in Mallorca, Spain, and Barcelona and Granada. So I'm kind of branching out to do some different things.
The book is C.J. Bitz and a Boat, an Adult Cruising Adventure. Kathy Vandenberg, our guest on the program. Yeah, all those things that you've wanted to do, suddenly you're retired now and you have the opportunity to do that. In talking about C.J. and Bitz and this whole experience for them, we talked about what you and Rich went through and trying to tolerate some of the unexpected as you were sailing. How did they handle that? What was the transition period like? You've got it detailed in graphic form in the book, but it took a little getting used to, didn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's very interesting. Dogs are just fascinating. They're amazing. And it's like when we came home, the dogs kind of, you know, they were a little lost. You could tell they were a little lost. And my sweet little Bitz died last July of a big tumor in her chest, and she went real fast. But very interesting, CJ and Bitz always sat on the couch with me, one on either side. And since Bitz died, CJ will not go on that couch. She just knows. You know, dogs are very perceptive of what's going on around them. And I did end up getting a new puppy, little Mia, and CJ, she doesn't like her so much. She's way too active, that dog, for her. So, you know, CJ's still hanging on. Oh, my gosh, CJ is 16 and a half now, and she's in renal failure, but she's been in renal failure for a year, and the vet says she's just not ready to go.
No, that's perfect, and hopefully a lot more time with her. I mean, it's interesting how you understand dogs, sort of what a dog whisperer type of, I mean, you get into your mind, as I say, as you're reading CJ and doing the commentary in the book, CJ Bitz and a Boat, and you said it before, it's almost like you know what the dog is, what CJ is thinking.
I know. That's scary, huh?
It is scary. Now, does Rich possess that talent as well, or is that just sort of something that's in your domain?
I think that's my domain.
Okay. It's such a great book. And what's this experience been like for you? I mean, what a tribute to CJ and Bitz and the experiences that you and Rich have had. What's it been like actually writing the book, having it published, and having it out there, people reading it and enjoying your story?
Well, and I have to say, everyone who's read the book has given me very, very positive feedback. They say they laughed, they cried, they loved it. But then again, I don't expect my friends and family to say, hey, your book sucks. That's why I was very happy to see the U.S. Review of Books gave it a very complimentary review, and so that meant a lot to me. It's been an experience writing a book, and of course, this is my first book. Thinking about a second one with a different subject, about a parrot we used to own, which I could read his mind real easy, too. So look for that in the future.
Okay, well, that's a gift. That really is, and you do it so well. I mean, it's believable. So obviously you believe it, you make us believe it, and it comes across in such a great story, and that will be interesting as well. Talk about, I got a couple minutes left here. Talk about animals and the impact they have on all of us. And obviously a big part of your life and Rich's life for years, and how they really make lives better for us, don't they? Even when times are difficult, if we've got the love of a pet around, it helps us get through those difficult times.
unconditional love.
Yes.
It's just unconditional love. They are there for you, and oh my gosh, you know, you have a bad day, you're crying, whatever. They come up to you, they sit there, they want to lick your tears. I mean, they're company. They're just wonderful company. You know, when Rich and I would go on a vacation and we would take the dogs to the kennel for, you know, 4 days, whatever, that first night when they're not in the house is like empty. It
yes.
is so sad not to have those beautiful creatures around you. So, no, animals, whether they're cats, birds, gerbils, I don't care what they are, they bring so much into our life, and thank the dear God for giving them to us.
Well, it's almost like having humans around, and when you read the book C.J. Betts and a Boat and Adult Cruising Adventure, you think we are dealing with humans there, as they're so perceptive, as they're watching us go about, in this case, sailing, but go about our daily lives. It is such a charming book, C.J. Betts and a Boat, an Adult Cruising Adventure. Kathy Vandenberg, our guest on the program. Book available at bookventure.com in the bookstore, available at other places as well. If you go to our website, you can link on directly, get information on the book. Kathy, a pleasure having you on the program. Best of luck in the future sailing. The book on the Parrot, I would love to have you back on the program to talk about that. You are a very talented writer. It was a charming book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick. I really appreciate it.
It was our pleasure. Kathy Vandenberg, the guest on the program. The book again, C.J. Betts and a Boat, an Adult Cruising Adventure. Information at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Log on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.